Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 7:14. You heard Peyton Malone say we got some bad weather coming in later on today, around 11 o'clock, and you're not terrible, but just be aware of it. Years ago, I was with my kid at Parkway Bakery and Tavern, getting a po' boy, and a young man wearing a cap. We're just sitting there eating our sandwich outside. Brought some shrimp, a plate of fried shrimp to us, and he had no idea who I was, and he said, "Here, try these out." And I don't think I had a shrimp po' boy at the time, but subsequent to that, I realized that Parkway had the best shrimp that I had in the city ever, fried shrimp. And with that, we welcome in Justin Kennedy, General Manager of Parkway Bakery and Tavern. The young man that brought me those shrimp was Justin Kennedy, I found out later. How you doing, Justin?
Wow, Tommy, I didn't know I did that.
Yes, you did. Absolutely, sir. That said volumes about you and about Parkway and everything else, because we were just sitting there eating our sandwich and you brought a plate of fried shrimp and you said, "Here, try these." And my kid said,
when I do that from time to time, it's sometimes I'll pick up a sandwich and they're making them so fast.
Uh-huh.
One might not weigh as much as I think it should. And I'm like, no, I got to go hit these guys on the back end. And it probably wasn't even an issue. It probably wasn't even light.
No, it was just a nice thing for you to do. And my kid even said, "Did he know who you were?" I said, "Well, first of all, I'm not a big deal." But I said, "No, I don't think at all. He was just being nice." And he was just being nice. Speaking of being nice, I got to check in my wallet for the Al Copeland Foundation, because I have always wanted to get involved with what you do. I think it's a huge deal. Tell me what's going on before Thanksgiving every Wednesday, Justin, at Parkway.
Sure. I mean, I'm here right now. When I open these cooler doors, I got a couple of guys here right now getting ready. I mean, it's forget the shrimp and roast beef. You open the cooler doors, it's packed with turkey, stuffing, gravy, cranberry sauce. And we get rid of all of it before 5 o'clock today. And I started this years ago, probably 2008, I started this sandwich just to have fun with it. And it turned into a phenomenon where it's just people look forward to it every year. It really marks the season of Thanksgiving for a lot of people. They come out. I mean, it's lawn chairs out here Wednesday. I mean, people are going to start showing up any minute, waiting in line. And it got so busy. I'm thinking, this thing is so unique. How can I harbor this for something more than just people coming to Parkway and eating a turkey sandwich? And it's exactly what I did, partnering up with the Al Copeland Foundation, Al Copeland Jr. As you know, his dad was the Chicken King, mm-hmm. and he passed of Merkel cell carcinoma, which was a rare skin cancer. And back at the time, 2008, it was a death wish. You couldn't get a cure. And if anyone could afford to get a cure, it was Big Al. And he ended up passing away in cancer, looking for that cure. And his son said, "Look, I'm a start a foundation. I vow to end that cancer that killed my father." And look, you fast forward years later. I mean, that's exactly what he did. He saved many people from that same cancer. And I got introduced to him, and I said, "You know what? This sandwich is going to help you raise money for that cancer foundation." And like, the gimmick is the line down the street: donate to the Al Copeland Foundation, skip the line, and when you skip the line, you come up to a little booth area right here, right when you come in the gate at Parkway, and you get the sandwich, you get a T-shirt, you get a chance to spin the wheel that has all kind of merch and swag from some sponsors, which is really cool, I want to get to, and sweet potato fries, and then you get a Creole cream cheese ice cream from New Orleans Ice Cream Company, and all that money goes to cancer. So,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, fight against cancer, right. The Al Copeland Foundation. Right. And if you don't have that kind of money to spend for lunch or donate, look, just get in line. It moves quick. And Parkway's going to write a big fat check to the foundation after this is all over with.
I got a check in my wallet, and I'm going to make it for more than I said I was going to, because I didn't realize, I know you guys are going to send some sandwiches over. We appreciate that, but I didn't realize there's a T-shirt, so I'm going to need a medium T-shirt, Justin, just so you know.
I got you,
and
man.
I'll up the donation. I promise I will. Tell me about the sandwich itself.
So the sandwich itself, we start working on making it probably the Saturday before, because it takes days to prep for this one thing. So first thing we do is we roast the turkeys, and they're whole birds, just like at the house, you know, leg on, 20-pound birds. And after we roast those turkeys, we cut the breast off, we take the dark meat off, we take the bones, throw it in a big pot with a mirepoix, carrot, celery, onion, and make a nice stock with that. And with that stock, we make the gravy for it. And then we make the rich stock for the stuffing, that we make a cornbread dressing, and then put that dark meat in the dressing. Then we slice that white meat breast we cut off and put that on top. And then we make a homemade cranberry sauce. So it's a lot of work. It's a labor of love. And like I said, it takes 3 or 4 days to prep for a few hours of service on Wednesday.
Is this your creation, Justin? Did you come up with this, where you got the whole Thanksgiving dinner on a po' boy?
You know, it was a guy named Randy that worked for me years ago. Mm-hmm. He had that nice Ward accent. Yeah, hey, bruh, it was Thanksgiving time. He's like, Justin, you know what? You know, we need to come up with a Thanksgiving po' boy, man. And like years after he had left, he revisited me like a little person on my shoulder. And I started to do it. And at the time, we didn't have the space to cook these turkeys, because all our ovens, we got plenty of ovens here, but they're all dedicated for roast beef 24/7. And the little time I had to cook turkeys, we would run out at like 1-2 o'clock. And like I said, it got so insane. You run out when there's a line. You can't have that. You know, that'll happen once or twice, and you'll learn how to fix that problem.
Let me take a break, Justin, because we got to get traffic in, and we're gonna pick it up. When we come back, all right? Because I think
and
you got a guy at the counter from New York. Is he still there or not?
Yeah, he's still here. He come with the place.
There you go. I think you are an amazing story. I think you're like as naturally New Orleans as New Orleans can be. Justin Kennedy, General Manager, Parkway Bakery and Tavern. We'll talk about the nuts and bolts of getting your Thanksgiving po' boy and contributing to the Al Copeland Foundation when we come back. It has become a New Orleans phenomenon. It really has. 721 traffic.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Justin Kennedy, General Manager of Parkway Bakery and Tavern. They got the Thanksgiving sandwiches going, where it's all on one. What do you call it, Justin, the official name of it?
We call it the Thanksgiving Po' Boy.
Thanksgiving Po' Boy, and rightfully so, because everything you want for Thanksgiving is on it, and the money that they raise, they make a donation to the Al Copeland Foundation to fight skin cancer. And if you want to skip the line and people set up, because it is a New Orleans tradition, a Thanksgiving tradition, if you pay $100, you get to skip the line, right? And you get a T-shirt, sweet potato fries, Arnold Palmer, and a Creole cream cheese ice cream sandwich?
That's it. That's it. And then you can say, hey, all that money went to fighting cancer.
There you go. Well, I wanted to ask you about celebrities in there, because it seems like every time I'm in there, I see a celebrity. What are some of the people, big celebrities that have been in Parkway?
We've had a few over the years. We had our President Obama's been here.
He was not there when I was in there. Justin Long was in there. A little bit of a difference.
I mean, there's been a ton of celebrities. Sandra Bullock. I mean, it's to ask me off cuff. Sandra Bullock's been here. One night, late night. Who was the star of Baywatch? David Hasselhoff busting and like he was a character. Anyways,
had he been drinking?
But it might have seemed that way.
Yeah.
But one thing about this place, man, I'll never like. If you walk in the Parkway. There's been people, but we never run and go grab a picture with them or anything like that. We never put pictures on the wall of people who's been here because I don't want to. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
No,
that's
but I
cool.
get it. And when I was there, you know, you got the communal tables. Justin Long was just sitting there eating a sandwich, and I'm trying to think. I can't think of the other name that was there eating at the time, a different time when I was there. But it was a celebrity because my kid pointed him out. And again, nobody bothered him for autographs or anything else. I did say when I was walking by, you Justin Long? Yeah. Okay. I'll enjoy your sandwich.
And I think that's just testament to the po' boy sandwich. You know, it grabs all walks of life, 8 to 80, young, old, rich, poor, everyone like comes together for this sandwich. I mean, that's what it is.
Well, I think it's your place too, because I think y'all have done a great job with that, with the outdoor area, pet friendly out there. The inside is nice. The communal tables. I can't say enough about it. It's my favorite po' boy place. It is, no disrespect to anybody else. Tell me, when are you going to be serving this Thanksgiving po' boy? It's only on Wednesdays. This Wednesday.
Only on Wednesday, and we have three of them. We have this one. We have the next Wednesday, and the day before Thanksgiving, which is the busiest. And you can, you know, we're 538 Hagen Avenue is the location with us. We're right on Bayou St. John in Mid-City. And you can show up at 10 o'clock. Doors open at 10. You can buy it as normal. But if you want to wait and you want to donate to cancer, you can go to parkwaypoorboys.com. That's our website. Hit the link, and you could buy a ticket. And you can just pick your Wednesday you want to come. It's really cool this year. You know, we raise about $10,000 usually, and over the 7 years we've been doing it, we've raised a little over $100,000. But last year we had our official sponsor, and it was Crystal Hot Sauce. Threw a good bit of money at this thing, and it all went to cancer. And you know, and we're a good partnership with them. Well, this year, Crystal Hot Sauce, Blue Plate Mayo, and Leidenheimer Baking Company has all donated the same amount to the foundation. So I think when it's all said and done, I think we'll raise close to $40,000 with this sandwich.
That's awesome, and I'm going to help as much as I can. Justin Long, I'm just calling you Justin Long. Justin Kennedy, thanks for taking the time with us. You got a great place there. Look, Jordan and I, you know, we talk to people from all over that, and we book guests, people from all over the country. Whenever they ask us where to go to New Orleans, where you want a local place, a real place, we always send them to Parkway because that's the real deal. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, and tell them to ask for me. If we're open, I'm here.
All right, I will. Thank you, Justin.
All right, Tommy.
Have a good day. Happy Thanksgiving. Justin Kennedy, General Manager, Parkway Bakery and Tavern. You can go to Parkway Poor Boys. You got to spell it, poorboys.com, and get your ticket and help the Al Copeland Foundation doing it this Wednesday, the following Wednesday, and the Wednesday after that. And I'll try to remember the next two Wednesdays. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Richard Nelson, Louisiana Revenue Secretary, about the governor's tax reform plan. Minute late, time now, WWL First News.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.